Marywood College in Scranton was founded in 1915 and chartered under the laws of the state of Pennsylvania in 1917 as a Catholic college for the higher education of women. It was the first Catholic college for women in the state. What would become the first college building was constructed between 1900 and 1902. The Congregation of the Sisters, Servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, occupied it as the mother house of the community. Though the foundations of their college work were laid in 1845, when the sisterhood was formed. In the early 20th century, the sisters developed the actual foundation of Marywood College, now Marywood University, marking its centennial in 2015. They tell us that artistic appreciation is not the least of the abundant fruits of Catholic training. Galleries and exhibits, paintings, etchings, sculpture, music, literature, all the fine arts are in their true home at Marywood. Many treasures were transferred from the IHM Mother House when the Liberal Arts Building was opened. In the 1930s, work was finally completed on the rotunda interior, a task which had been deferred since 1924, artistically synthesizing the religious and educational mission of the IHM congregation and of Marywood, becoming a symbol of all things bright and beautiful. The rotunda's diameter is 72 feet, and that's just 8 feet less than that of the Capitol of Washington, D.C., and its floor is made of block Tennessee marble. Pillars of variegated marble support the lofty dome, which is adorned with rich golds, deep blues, spring greens, and warm, glowing white. Also featured, a wainscoting of rose-veined Italian marble and a railing of delicately veined pilasters on the mezzanine floor, matching the verdantique marble inlay of the first floor, walls paneled in gold and ivory tones, and exquisitely illuminated and richly intricate scrollwork as well. A sight often of beautiful concerts, with the rotunda space filled with sounds like this. We're told that in 1935, Mother Josepha Hurley, IHM, the university's fourth president, decided to solicit funds needed to complete the work on the rotunda. Designed by Scranton architect John J. Howley, and as we heard, opened in 1924, an Italian artist named Gnipo Raggi was commissioned in November 1935 to design and paint the elaborate murals on the bare walls and dome, as well as finish the 24 structural steel columns, gallery, and floor. The artist had been widely acclaimed for his execution of murals in the 1934 renovation of St. Peter's Cathedral in Scranton. When he died in 1959, at the age of 84, the New York Times obituary noted that he had decorated over 100 churches on three continents and had been honored for his work by Pope Pius XI and Pope Pius XII and by the kings of Italy, Spain, and Belgium. That from an essay titled A Dream Realized, Marywood's Rotunda. In the fall 2015 edition of Marywood, the magazine of Marywood University, by Leo Anglaviti, S.J. Sister Cor Immaculatum Heffernan is a member of the IHM Sisters, and she taught in the Marywood Department of Art for nearly 30 years, serving as chairperson of the undergraduate and graduate departments for 16 years. Two new art buildings were erected to accommodate the increase in the number of art majors over the years. Sister Cor has represented Marywood as a resource person, evaluator, and consultant to the Pennsylvania and New Jersey Departments of Education. She has been the recipient of local, regional, and national awards, including the Pennsylvania Department of Education Outstanding Higher Education Art Educator Award. Sister Cor is a sculptor who works in bronze, wood, and stone, and a number of her pieces have found a home on the Marywood campus. She is also a calligrapher, and in her time on the Marywood faculty, she has taught studio art classes as well as sessions in creative problem solving, visual concepts, art in special education, textile design, and many others. in anticipation of a celebration of those who are now retired within the Congregation of the Sisters Servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary on August 6th, Sister Kaur paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the vision of her colleagues, their commitment to the region, and their creativity.
Our mission has always been outreach to the poor and those who are needy. And at the time that Marywood was established, and even the congregation, our mission was very much to women and the education of women and the care for children. And so throughout our history, we have really responded to the needs of women and children. Now, of course, since the early 1930s, when the master's program at Marywood University was begun, we had men. We had gentlemen, but they didn't really come to live on campus until probably the 70s, the late 70s, although they were taking courses, but not residing on campus. But the sisters have really been very involved with this entire city and valley, Wyoming Valley, Scranton, Hazleton, all the way down Mid Valley. And there are so many places where our sisters did serve. And they were places that had schools, that had CCD centers, maybe where there were no schools, that had orphanages. Even over in West Scranton, there was the orphanage. Then, of course, St. Joseph's Center and St. Joseph's Hospital in Carbondale and Marywood Seminary. But the schools that we have had in Archbold and Oliphant and Jessup and Wilkes-Barre and Hazleton and 44th, Kingston, so many of those places were staffed by Immaculate Heart of Mary sisters. And it's always so good to have students try to contact us, wondering sometimes if some of the older ones, like myself, are still alive. But it's so wonderful to have them come back. And this is one of the things with the IHM celebration on August 6th. It's an invitation to all of those who have been touched by the Immaculate Heart of Mary Sisters from Scranton, to come back and to share stories and see some of the sisters who are still living and many who are at the IHM Center and Our Lady of Peace residence. So we are looking for a wonderful turnout this year.
We've talked at this table, Sister, about the arts and the importance of beauty in our lives, and that's been part of the vision, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And all of our schools. Now, I was really taught by the Immaculate Heart of Mary Sisters in Forest Hills, Long Island, growing up. And there, we had the most marvelous teachers, wonderful English teachers and math, but also music and art and drama.
And you yourself, art is so important yes. to your vocation, right?
Yes, it is. Actually, when we were founded by Teresa Maxis Duchemin and a Redemptorist priest, Louis Florent Gillet. And the Redemptorists were founded by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Now, St. Alphonsus Liguori was a moral theologian, a great writer, a poet, a musician. He wrote numerous hymns and to teach catechesis and that to the poor. He was also a painter. And so if you take all of those different disciplines, they've been part of Marywood from its very founding. And we have really given as gifts to the entire community so much music and drama and the visual arts and the communication arts and now architecture. In reality, a person really isn't fully humanly developed if the arts are missing. It is so necessary for human beings, and from little children, from the time they are small, through old age, through senility, through Alzheimer's, through all kinds of things, to be able to express themselves through music, through visual arts, through writing, through acting, through dance. And so our programs are all very much based on that. And so much of that is in order to respond to the community and to that area that is so necessary. The creativity is so necessary in the development of the whole human person. And so that has been part of our tradition for years. And so anyone coming to Marywood's campus, in all the buildings, in Our Lady of Peace building there, it's just such a beautiful architectural space for our retired sisters. The IHM Center is another very beautiful building. And there are just so many wonderful things happening on campus. The new Learning Commons is another. And so many of the sisters who were librarians, who have died since then or who are retired, really laid the foundation for the Learning Commons and for all that has developed since then.
And don't you have a fountain there?
There's a beautiful fountain outside in the Memorial Gardens that traces the history. It's almost like in a spiral effect from the founding in 1845 all the way through to coming to Scranton and then the establishment of many schools and convents here in the area, and also the university when it was Marywood College, but the seminary and then the college, and finally the 100th anniversary of the university right this year. So that whole Memorial Garden is very beautiful, and I invite anyone who hasn't seen it to come through the front gate on campus and spend some time in that Memorial Garden and then walk up the path to see Our Lady of Peace residence where our retired sisters are living. It's a place of, well, health and well-being and prayer and education and beauty and caring. It's really very, very beautiful. And Mary, Woman of the Eucharist, there's a sculpture of her just welcoming anyone who comes in that building, promising that they will be receiving care, health, they'll be receiving compassion and love and openness and welcome. So it's really beautiful.
Is that one of yours?
That's one of mine, yes. I think one of the things that I really love about going to Our Lady of Peace residence is being with the sisters. The sisters at Our Lady of Peace and also at the IHM Center, the retired sisters really form a powerhouse of prayer. There are books of prayer where anyone may write down the intentions that they want, and our sisters are really prayer warriors. They are. And they always cared for those they taught or took care of in hospitals or work with the elderly. But their love for one another and their love for those whom they served with joyful, loving service is just beautiful. One of the things that I love there is when a sister dies and they have a prayer service the day before the funeral, people are invited to speak about recollections or memories or remembrances of the sisters who have taught them or who have cared for them. And it always touches my heart to hear that some sister that might not be well known is so tenderly loved and remembered. And so everyone is hearing how that particular sister touched someone's heart and mind and spirit. And it just makes me so grateful for the women who have gone before. And it's often said that we stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before. And I really feel that because we had such marvelous women who were great examples of faithful, loving service. And the celebration that's going to be on August the 6th is one in memory of our sisters, remembering the past and all the good that they have done, celebrating our present. And there's so much to celebrate today and planning for our future. And this particular celebration is a special event honoring the IHM sisters. And so the sisters will benefit so beautifully. Begins at 6:30 p.m. with cocktails. Then there's a dinner reception and a program to follow. And the program is really going to be a very happy time. The guest speaker is going to be attorney James Bell, who is a fine businessman and community leader, and Joe and Margaret Doherty. And they are going to receive the Sisters of IHM Spirit Award because of their work within the community, the beautiful family that they have raised, and their love for the Sisters of IHM. They really stand for that beautiful, loving, caring service. And so we really look forward to that evening. It's going to be at Nazareth Hall on the campus of Marywood University. And they're hoping that people will sign up and let us know that they're coming probably by a good 2 weeks in advance, July 22nd, so that we will be able to have a good number. Last year we had a very fine number of people. It was a joyful occasion, lots of music, lots of laughter, lots of connections of people with sisters who have taught them. And the sisters thoroughly enjoyed being there. And definitely, I think, just the connections that were made when some of their students or people whom they had worked with hadn't seen them for years. And so the reconnections were very beautiful. So I certainly hope that we see many people at this IHM Sisters celebration on August 6th, 2016. And I'll give the website again, www.helpihmsisters.com, or call 570-346-5431. And we will be happy to welcome everyone.
Sister Cor Immaculatum Heffernan, sculptor, calligrapher, longtime faculty member in the Department of Art, and former chair of that department at Marywood University in Scranton, speaking with us in anticipation of a celebration of those who retired within the congregation of the Sisters Servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And that celebration is titled Remembering Our Past, Celebrating Our Present, Planning Our Future, and it will be held Saturday, August 6th on the Marywood University campus in Nazareth Hall, getting underway at 6:30. They request that you reserve your place by the end of this week, July 22nd, and if you need more information, you may check the website sistersofihm.org, sistersofihm.org, or call area code 570-346-5431, 346-5431, area code 570. Remembering Our Past, Celebrating Our Present, Planning Our Future, beginning at 6:30 on Saturday, August 6th, at Nazareth Hall on the Marywood University campus in Scranton. For more information, on the web, sistersofihm.org, sistersofihm.org.